On the map, Gateway West cuts right through Power and Cache counties in southeast Idaho. Sometimes it travels on public land, sometimes on private land, including farmland. Many farmers don't like the idea.
It would annihilate our farm.
Brent Stoker is a farmer and dairyman in Cache County. He grows corn and hay for his cows. He raises potatoes and sugar beets. He says one proposed route would send transmission lines right through his property.
Cutting through our dairy, cutting through our houses, cutting through our farm fields in multiple places would make it impossible for our farm to ever be a farm again.
Stoker chairs the Cache County Gateway West Task Force. That's a group appointed by county commissioners to study the transmission line. For 3 years, he's looked at the issues that would affect residents of Cache County.
The proposed line hits not only our fields, irrigation systems, barns, calving areas, cows that are more sensitive to electricity than we people are, but you have several occupied homes that would pass very close, within 300 feet, that are of huge concerns as far as living underneath them in long-term exposure.
These are some of the concerns Vicki Meadows has heard as well.
It's going to cost more to farm and going to devalue property in our county.
Meadows is a Power County commissioner.
They're hard to farm around, and they interrupt the ability to use irrigation. They interrupt the ability to use GIS on tractors. It's just a very great inconvenience.
Meadows says the line will affect more than just farmland.
People don't want to live around them. People do not want to look at them. They interfere with hunting. They're proposed to cross the Snake River at probably one of the most scenic parts of the Snake River and probably one of the best fisheries.
Both Stoker and Meadows want to move the proposed route. Stoker says the line through Cache County cuts across too much private land.
Public power should be based on public ground, we believe, especially in the state of Idaho, where 65% of our total acreage is public ground.
Stoker's task force came up with an alternative that would put more of the line on public land. Idaho Power says it adds 50 miles to the route, and that's too expensive. Each mile of transmission line can cost from $1 to $2 million. So Stoker went back to the drawing board and has a shorter proposal.
There has to be a happy medium here. And so we're out to try and make a success out of it. We're not just trying to derail it. We believe that it has to happen.
The county's viewpoint is important to Gateway West. That's because it has the final permitting authority. Idaho Power can invoke eminent domain if it can't come to an agreement with a private property owner. But if a county balks at the plan, Idaho Power won't get its permit.
I suppose if it came down to the wire, we could deny that special use permit. I don't want to go to that step. I would like Idaho Power to come and sit down and actually find some compromise.
Compromise is still possible, says Brent Stoker. He says Idaho Power has been willing to listen. But an announcement earlier this month has him worried. The Obama administration wants to speed up both the permitting and the construction of 7 proposed lines across the country, including Gateway West.
They are trying to put it on fast track, and we're afraid that might mean hardly any local input.
Much of that fast track would involve streamlining federal agency involvement. That means less red tape. But Stoker worries the federal government may try to override what should be a local decision.
We have appreciated the process thus far, that at least they have listened. Our concerns for the future is the Obama administration going to just wipe out all of our efforts for 3 years and say, we know better in Washington, D.C.
Earlier this month, Power and Cache County sent a letter to the Public Utilities Commission that says the project isn't needed because energy demand has dropped with a sluggish economy. Idaho Power says it's still committed to the project. The first part of the transmission line could be built in 4 or 5 years. I'm Samantha Wright, KBSX News.